Sustainability reporting is made possible in part with support from Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Just a few months after completing the drought contingency plan for the Colorado River, water managers in the Southwest will be forced to use it starting in 2020. That's according to new projections for the levels of key reservoirs in the Southwestern River Basin. Arizona is the first in line to take water cutbacks, and KUNC reporter Luke Runyon joins us now to explain what all of this means. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Okay, so this year ended up being pretty wet, right? Like, I mean, despite the monsoon season we haven't seen yet, but lots of snow in the Rocky Mountains this past winter. How did the drought plan end up being triggered?
It was a wet year and a wet winter, but not quite wet enough. This year was a really good one that followed a long string of really bad ones. So starting in the year 2000, the Colorado River Basin has been in a prolonged dry period, and that's left its biggest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, at their combined lowest levels since they were filled. And so the water that came with this wet winter gave those reservoirs a little boost, but not a big enough boost to keep them from having to use the drought contingency plan. And what that is it basically spells out a series of cutbacks to states and water users in the river's lower basin in Mexico. So as Lake Mead gets smaller, in an effort to keep it from dropping to a very low level, people are going to have to take less water out of it.
And Luke, Arizona, traditionally, we know from a settlement from many decades ago, gets the short straw, so to speak. How much could that affect Arizona in 2020?
A lot of the concern in Arizona was coming from Pinal County farmers. They're the first in line to get basically zeroed out for Colorado River water. But this first tier of the drought contingency plan that'll get triggered at the beginning part of this year won't be felt too strongly there yet. And part of this is because the states that rely on the river, they have been taking less than their full entitlement for the last several years. They've basically been leaving water in Lake Mead to keep it from dropping. And they've been leaving more than this new cutback that they're going to have to take. So basically, on paper, they're forced to take less, but they were already taking less. And so it's kind of a symbolic move.
Okay. When did these cuts go into effect?
So these projections that came out last week from the Bureau of Reclamation, they project this to start on January 1st of 2020. And this is kind of how the reservoirs are operated. Basically, the Bureau of Reclamation sets these operating guidelines on a year-to-year basis, and then states have to follow those for the calendar year.
So, Luke, basically then, we can't hope for a big winter end of 2019, early 2020 to save us from any of these cutbacks.
No, I mean, but this is still kind of a big deal in that states within the basin have finally agreed to limit just how much they take from the river. So I think for decades, there's been this mantra that the Colorado River can just give and give and give. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. The drought contingency plan stated that there was a limit to the river, and we've hit that limit. And so the fact that you have entities in Arizona and Nevada and Mexico and even California agreeing to rein in their water use is a big deal. But will this particular plan and will a couple wet winters save everyone? Who knows? I think the drought contingency plan was a big deal in that it lessens the risk of states of Lake Mead dropping rapidly over the next few years. But a lot of this, like you said, is dependent on Mother Nature. If we have a few very dry winters in a row, you could see this drought plan put to the test in a really big way.
All right. KUNC's Luke Runyon joining us to talk more about the Colorado River water. Luke, thank you.
Thanks.